All right, so now we are picking up in Yeretz Hashem on page 67 in the Hebrew Hachsek, in the Kurus. I don't know where it is in the art scroll. Where is it on the art scroll?
211.
Page 211 in the art scroll. Good. So remember again, focusing on the Midah of Nikiyos. And what I want to point out is, in the Midah of Nikiyos, what the Ramchal is trying to highlight over here is that there are, Nikiyos means to go ahead and divest myself from like every last vestige of sin. But before I could divest myself of any last vestige, I have to know what the sin is and what the vestiges are, right, of it. So I have to, in other words, the problem is so often I'm engaging in negative behavior and I'm not even aware of the type of negative behavior I'm engaging in. So writes the Ramchal. Harechilos v'alashon hara. So he gives another example of here. Rabosai, rechilos v'alashon hara. So kvar chumro noda. Rabosai, everyone knows how stringent and how severe rechilos and lashon hara is. The godol anafav, and there are so many appendages to it. Ki rabu ma'od. Ad shekvar gazru amruch achachaminu zichron levrach v'ma'amar shekvar hiskarti. V'kulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. They both say, so here's what's amazing, that both Rechilos and Lashon Hara are so pervasive and so easily transgressible that Chazal said everyone transgresses Avak Lashon Hara. What's Avak Lashon Hara? Avak Lashon Hara is like, Avak literally means like the dust. What it means is, not primary Lashon Hara, but what we'll call secondary or tertiary Lashon Hara. So, Amru Hechi Dami Avak Lashon Hara. So we'll say, what's an example of Avak Lashon Hara? Just to show you how far-reaching this is. Kigon d'amar, hecha mishtacha nura, ela beplanya. We'll say, an example that I say, you know what? Ruvain, the lights are always on in his house. We'll say, now that statement by itself, you think about it, it can mean a variety of different things. The problem is, it could be understood to mean, oh, Ruvain's very wealthy, and therefore, again, he burns through oil like nothing, right? He could afford to always keep the lights on. And what I'm doing is I'm seeing something that by itself is innocuous, but it could lead someone to have a negative opinion. So again, it's hard enough to refrain from saying actual Lashon Hara, right? Saying actual negative. I have to be vigilant that something that I say shouldn't open the door to someone saying or thinking something negative about another individual. Oh, another example is, she is saper tovasol if neisonav v'chuyotzi v'zeh. Plus another example is, I know Reuven doesn't like Shimon. So I say something nice about Shimon in front of Reuven. So you say to yourself, my gosh, that's a good thing. No, it's not. Why? Because when I say something nice about Shimon in front of Reuven, and I know that Reuven doesn't like Shimon, what's going to happen? Usually, human nature is, it's going to cause Reuven to say something negative about the person who he dislikes. Even though we'll say again, these seem so tame and so innocuous and so non-problematic. So we'll say, so two examples of, again, the lights are always on in Reuven's house. Okay. Or to say something nice about Shimon in front of Reuven. I, the speaker, am not saying anything. But ultimately, again, as a result of that which I am saying, it could lead someone else to say or think so, or say something negative. That's Avak Lashon Hara. Klalo Shel Davar. So we'll say, listen to this. The Ramchal writes, there are many principles. Right, here's the klal. Here's the rule. Harbe Drachim Lietzer. Aval Kol Davar Sheyuchal Liyvali Mimenu Nezek Obizoyen Lachadero. Bein Befanav, Bein Shelo Befanav. So here's the rule. The rule is anything that ultimately, again, could become either embarrassing or detrimental for another person, don't say it. In other words, just if in your mind there is any way that this statement could ultimately, again, become a source of hurt, embarrassment, or damage for another person, just don't say it. Just don't say it. And we'll say Lashon Hara itself is despised and is repulsed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamra Alav, Kala Mesaper Lashon Hara Ki Lukofer Be'ikar. Incredible. Person who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he denies the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krak Siv, Melashni B'Sei Sira'ehu Osatim. So I want to be clear. You know, it is important to understand that there are times in life where a person does have to say something that is negative about another individual, right? And as I will say, sometimes we take the Lashon Hara, laws of Lashon Hara, you know, to a, on, in other words, we misuse the piety. somebody chas v'shalom does negative things, somebody engages in harmful behaviors, right? I will say there is an obligation to talk about that in the greater community. There's an obligation to go ahead and disclose, because if I don't disclose, I am putting others at risk. I will say this is, and this is sometimes some of the worst misunderstandings of lashon hara that chas v'shalom allow someone who's committing terrible things ultimately to escape judgment, to live under the radar. Shidduchim. The Bosa is another thing, right? It's so important, right? You get called about a shidduch reference, you get called about a shidduch, and what happens? So human nature is, every neshama is so beautiful. Every neshama is so beautiful. But halacha l'maisa, if you get called about a shidduch and you have information, you have an obligation to disclose. Because if you don't disclose, literally again, you're placing a stumbling block in front of another. And again, I will tell you that often it is good to seek guidance about how to disclose and what to disclose. But this idea that sometimes we hide behind lashon hara as a way of not saying things that need to be said is terribly detrimental as well. So again, I just want to point out, like, there's another side to the coin over here. But again, what Ramchal is telling us is, in general, how do you live in life? Should I say something or shouldn't I say something? So can this statement potentially cause harm and hurt to another person? If there's any way, even in a far-fetched way, that it could, don't say it. Don't say it. If you think it through and you think to yourself, no, I think this is a really good statement, nothing bad could happen from this, absolutely say it. Gama sinna v'anekima. Both say it's incredible. Sinna and nekima. Sinna means hatred. Nekima means revenge. Kashim olehi malek mimen. Right? Leif hosal shal ne'adam. It will say, when you hate someone, not harboring hatred and not taking revenge is very difficult. Very difficult. Listen to Rose, this is so incredible. Ki adam margish ma'ol ba'abanosav. I will say, a person really feels their degradation. If I've been embarrassed or I've been degraded by someone, it hurts. It really hurts. Om it's tsar gadol, and it causes me a great amount of pain. Rose, listen to this. Vahana kamalo misuka midvash. Wow. He says, revenge is sweeter than honey. I will say, by the way, you know why I love the Ramchal also? He's very validating. In other words, sometimes, like, we think these things, and we think, I'm such a Rasha, I'm so terrible for thinking this. And Chal says, you're not a Rasha, you're a human being. You know what I mean? So someone hurts you, the feeling of hatred that you have towards that individual, it's normal. The desire for revenge, absolutely normal. And taking that revenge, Chas Hashem, I shouldn't do that, but when I do it, that feeling of sweetness, normal. Ki hu menuchaso levada. Because sometimes the only way I feel that I could escape these feelings of hatred is through revenge. Alkim lechishiyeh bekochol la'azov ma'ashetiva machrichol. So therefore, I will say, watch this. Therefore, when someone hurts me, it's normal to hate them, and when someone hurts me, it's normal to want to take revenge. So I will say, watch this. When I overcome my natural urges, and I don't harbor hatred, and when I overcome my natural urges, and I don't take revenge, understand what a profound win that is. I've just done something to go against my natural urges. The hardest thing about, say, to be honest, it's not hard to learn Daf Yomi, right? Why is it not hard to learn Daf Yomi? Because it's Givaldik, right? Because it's great, right? It's like, hey, what are you talking about? This is fantastic. It's not like, oh, I gotta learn Daf Yomi. I run to it. It's absolutely fine. Okay, some Dapim are easier to run to than others, right? That's true, right? But Lamaisa, it's not a challenge. It's not a challenge. Let's see, you know what is a challenge? Someone hurts me, and letting go of hate, that's a challenge. Someone hurts me, and I have the ability to give it right back to them, to take the comma, take a bench, and I don't do it, that's hard. Because that to learn Torah doesn't go against my teva, it doesn't go against my nature. I love Torah, it's easy. But to go ahead and not take revenge, that harbor animosity, that goes against my nature. And I will say, the greatest human accomplishment is when you're able to do something that goes against your nature. He goes on, he says, it's incredible. He says, "V'yavra midosav lo yisna misher ba'asina," to not hate someone who deserves my hatred, "V'lo yikom imenem b'izdam lo shiruch l'inakim," or to not take revenge, even though I'm given the opportunity, "V'lo yitar lo ela eshakol yishkach v'yaser milibo kilo l'haya," the ability to let go of the hatred, the ability of the Ramchal talks about forgetting. We'll say forgetting is not so pashut, right? When someone hurts you, you don't usually forget. I don't know that we're obligated to forget. What I'm obligated to do is to let go of the anger. To let go of the anger, to let go of the hatred. I will say those are two different things. Also, remember, Bipashtos, it's not always good to forget, because there are some people you have to be careful with, right? And there are some people who you shouldn't be friends with. And there are some people you shouldn't do business with. And there are some people you shouldn't hang around with. There are people like that. So Lav Dafka, I have to forget. What I have to do is reach a level where I let go of the hatred. I'm not carrying around that hatred anymore. I don't need to have anything to do with you, but I also don't harbor one shred of animosity towards you. There's no anger, there's no hatred, there's no desire for revenge. Kila lohaya chazik v'amitzur. Both say, do you want to know the greatest manifestation of personalistic strength? It's the ability to let go of animosity even when it's warranted. It's the ability to not take revenge even though the other person, mamish, has it coming. That is the greatest display of strength. And that at the end of the day, because that's going against my tav, it's going against my nature. He goes on, V'hu kal rak l'malochi asher sheminei memidos alol. They will say, you know who is easy for? Not to harbor animosity, not to take revenge. You know who has an easy time with this? Malochim. Angels have a good time with this. Lo el shochnei batei chomer shebafi yisodom. They will say, human beings is the greatest challenge. Amnam. Gezeres hamelechi. But Rabbi Sechash Baruch Hu tells us he needs us to transcend our nature. Sechash Baruch Hu says, I need you to be better than your nature. Your nature is to hate. Your nature is to harbor animosity. Your nature is to take revenge. I need you to do something great. Transcend your nature. Go against your very core. Let go of the hatred. Let go of the animosity. Go ahead, don't take advantage of the opportunity to seek out revenge. Rabbi, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach. Oh, what a way to start the day. No, I'm just saying, wow. We did like three blot of Gemara. Right? You did a...